Imagine Illinois' jobs market and the state's underlying economy as one large engine, but not your standard engine.
You know, it's not like the old Model T where you can just pull out one part and stick another part in and everything's fine.
That's NIU economist Jeremy Groves. Instead of the old Model T, he says comparing Illinois' situation to a car engine should go more like this.
It's kind of like trying to cobble together a car engine from a bunch of different makes and models.
So when you lift the hood, there might be some smoke coming out, and you might end up scratching your head when trying to get a read on where things stand. This we know. Illinois' jobless rate of 8.6% is third highest in the nation. The state typically lags behind a national economic recovery, but Groves says this time it's different.
If you look at the numbers that go back to the recession, Illinois saw a massive loss of jobs.
Groves adds that it hasn't been a uniform recovery for Illinois. He says some sectors of the state's economy have rebounded, while others haven't. During his recent State of the State address, Governor Pat Quinn, as expected, tried to put a shine on things by pointing out that Illinois' unemployment rate is at its lowest level in 5 years, and that
since last May, Illinois has led the Midwest in jobs, new jobs created.
Republican lawmakers like Rockford Senator Dave Severson complained that the governor ignored the reality of the situation facing Illinois.
It's okay to talk about how rosy things are, but unfortunately, employers and those who are unemployed or underemployed don't see it quite that way.
While there is some truth behind what Quinn is saying about Illinois' job statistics, Severson and others say the state should be doing much better. They say when you take a closer look at some of the data, Illinois isn't doing as well as neighboring states like Wisconsin and Indiana. And Moody's Analytics projects Illinois will be dead last in the nation when it comes to job growth this year. For his part, the governor did say the state has a long way to go in its recovery, and his staff has stressed that point in the days following the speech. However, they say there is also good news to share. Quinn's office highlighted a study that says Illinois is third in the nation when it comes to new business establishments. Jeremy Groves says much like a car engine built with different parts from different models, all this information equates to one giant mixed bag. He says growth in new firms is good, but the check engine light is sending a warning.
If you have one firm that has 10 employees close, five of those employees go start their own firms, well, that's a net gain of four firms. But five people are still left unemployed, and so we've had a net loss in jobs.
On the flip side, Groves says while Illinois is experiencing painfully slow job growth when compared to some other states, it's doing things like adding quality jobs.
A lot of the new jobs that Illinois has created have been good, quality, high-paying jobs, and in the long run, that's going to be more beneficial.
And that type of maintenance might help to get Illinois' economic engine roaring again. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.